This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. July 18th is upon us. It's Monday. Getting our priorities straight sometimes takes an hour or two or three, right, Jay? What's most important? Mondays are a hazard to our health.
Monday's
because
fun day.
All the stuff. Yeah, it should be. Manny, remember the song Manic Monday?
Oh, yeah, by the Bengals. Great song.
Yeah, it was a great
song. I feel like Tuesdays are the one day of the week that it's way worse than Monday. I actually enjoy Mondays because Monday gets you started for the week ahead. It kind of sets the tone where Tuesday's the day that I never know what day it is on a Tuesday. I go through the entire week on Tuesdays. And then whenever it's a Monday holiday and the week is all kind of messed up and Tuesday is the Monday, then forget about it. I don't even know my own name on those days.
Should have a new song called Terrible Tuesdays then, maybe.
Yeah, I like it.
The things that matter most should never be at the mercy of things that matter least. But isn't that what happens sometimes? We lose our attention or focus on things that are big because some little thing gets in the way. Mm-hmm. I know that's happened.
Or it feels like the little things might be easier to deal with, so
yeah,
we get more frustrated and just kind of ignore the bigger ones.
Multiple owner of McDonald's franchises, 90-year-old guy, has closed his McDonald's for renovations, but he's paying the employees anyway. Tony, is it Falou, it looks like, from Mayfield Heights, Ohio?
Yeah, Tony Falou. He knew that the majority of his employees, if not everybody, lived paycheck to paycheck. They relied on that income. And so when he knew he had to close the restaurant for 3 months to get those renovations handled, he said, you know what, I'm going to keep paying you. You can go work elsewhere in the meantime if you want. You can go stay home and take a vacation. You can do what you want, but I'm going to keep paying you because I want to keep you employed. I want you to come back once everything is done and the restaurant reopens.
Here's this guy. The story goes back to him being a burger flipper. When McDonald's first started a franchise 60 years ago, he was working as a teenager in a McDonald's burger joint. And now he's the boss. He owns
the very location, the exact same location, too.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Pays all 90 employees. So there, but I think he has a couple of more McDonald's besides just that one.
Yeah, he owns multiple.
Yeah, right. But see, here is, again, for those who are concerned, and there have been ads, I think Burger King, or so, one of the franchises is touting the fact, maybe it's Domino's. No, it's Domino's. That you can work your way up to being an owner. And they highlight a couple of young women who were in their late 20s who said they started when they were teenagers working in a nearby Domino's, and now they're the owners. Now they run the place. And I can see that happening. I think there are a number of those sorts of stories for McDonald's and probably some of the other franchise operations. I'm not sure about Burger King because that's owned by an English company, but I think some of the other places where they can, Subway's, there are Subway's all franchise, and there are, I know some people that own 2-3 dozen Subway stores, and I know a couple of people who own one. It's like 7-Eleven, same kind of thing. So it's good. So here's a great thing. This is, he's in the Cleveland area, so you must know where, you go to McDonald's, Mayfield Heights, that's just to the east, isn't it, of Cleveland?
It's not like you're passing through or anything. You would have to actually go drive there.
You have to go there.
Yeah, from where I am, if I'm going to downtown Cleveland, I'm not passing through Mayfield Heights or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we go to McDonald's. They have the best Coke, the best pop machine, the large Cokes. I don't know what it is.
What's the difference between a Coca-Cola you get there or any place else?
That's a good question.
Yeah,
they have some kind of witchcraft.
Really? Witchcraft from Coca-Cola. Well, as we're talking about fast food, the originator of Kentucky Fried Chicken was Colonel Sanders. And now his house is up for sale. It's a 5,000-square-foot residence, Colonel Harlan Sanders, in Shelbyville, Kentucky, up for sale along with a dining hall that he opened that's 25,000 square feet.
Right. Huh? So it's like whoever wants to buy this, there's the catch, because it's still a functioning dining hall. When he sold all of the rights for KFC, he wanted to stay in the Southern comfort food business.
Yeah.
And his wife was kind of Claudia was the mind behind a lot of the stuff with KFC. So he wanted to honor her and created the Claudia Sanders Diner House or Dinner House, which is still running, and they're hoping that whoever buys the property will keep the restaurant going. And it's currently the people who own it have owned it since the Sanders family, and they were good friends of them. But whoever is going to be buying this place, they're getting all the memorabilia inside. There's all like so many different things, plaques and a letter from a former president. And the only thing that's not going to stay in the house is a journal from Colonel Sanders, which includes it includes a secret recipe. No idea if it's the special Kentucky Fried Chicken secret recipe or not. But that journal, the family wants to keep it in the family. So that's the only thing that will not stay with the property.
Yeah. A lot of women having trouble getting miscarriage treatments because of the reversal of Roe v. Wade. I don't begin to understand this. How are these two related? Why would you not want to or be able to if you're having a miscarriage? Is this law that out of touch with reality? Is it that hard? The hardliners. If you have a miscarriage, your insides and they're all messed up and you can die, right?
Yeah, and that's what it seems like a lot of people have to wait for, as to when it becomes a medical emergency. So abortion itself is the act of aborting a pregnancy. It's not just killing the baby. It's the act of aborting a pregnancy. So women who have miscarriages, but their body didn't, for instance, there's so many more instances, but this one specific one, I went through this. I had a miscarriage and my body didn't get the memo. So there was no heartbeat. There's no fetal heartbeat. And I had to get a procedure to remove the fetus, the dead fetus. And sorry for being so blunt, but that's what it is. And I had to get the same procedure that people get when they are getting an abortion. And my insurance didn't cover it because it was listed as an abortion, even though the baby was already dead. There's ectopic pregnancies where the baby is being formed outside of the uterus, and chances are very likely will not survive and will cause severe complications, even death for the mother. But because of the states that had trigger laws or the states that this has been passed down to against Roe v. Wade, that's no longer an option. You have to wait until the mother's life is strictly like in the act of being in danger.
There's something sick about this, all of this stuff. In a moment, an overview of whether you want to work longer to be better off when you get to retirement time. And what is the appropriate retirement time? A lot of people are talking about that, so let's join that crowd after this.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Welcome to the Everyday Hotel. You'll be on the second floor, and your other room will be on the 14th.
Wait, we asked for connecting rooms? These are 12 floors apart.
We tried, ma'am, but technically they're only 11 floors apart. We don't have a 13th floor.
We can't be 11 floors away from our kids.
I don't see a problem.
Stuart!
When you want separate rooms, but not that separate, it matters where you stay. Only Hilton offers confirmed connecting rooms at the time of booking. Hilton, for the stay.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's. Reese's.
Reese's.
Reese's.
Reese's. Get out of here, you little stinker. Reese's.
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 Peanut butter cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
16 past the... How do I come in after that? 16 past the hour on the Learn All About It Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So there is a retirement focus now as people are trying to confront the hot weather and we don't want to work anymore. A lot of people get a little older. I've had enough of this, yada, yada, yada. So what does it take to keep Social Security afloat? 6 out of 10 of you, of us, who are under the age of 55, so that doesn't include me, but it includes Jay, said they would work 2 more years in order to keep Social Security funded. This is a research investment firm that's looked at 2,500 savers. Two-thirds of them, Jay, were under 55. And most of them, let's see here, three-quarters of them had income below $100,000 a year. So this speaks to you. After you said what you did a while ago, and you can hear Jay's comments on the where we are, the richer, richer, poorer, get poorer, where's the middle class, that'll be part of what's in the download, or you can hear it during the day, by the way, all day, every day, at gooddayshow.com. You can hear a replay of the program as we did live, and it'll sound live when you listen to it. So it's today's program at gooddayshow.com, and you can also get our podcast there as well. And as I said, Jay and I were talking about the situation, the money realities of the world, especially with things becoming so much more expensive. Inflation is up 8.5% from last year at this time. A lot of people who could just barely make it last year, how are they making it this year? And the bottom line is some aren't. Mm-hmm. And so here's something that we all, I think this is good, because I think we all need to keep working. Maybe that's my philosophy, and I'm not trying to sell it. I'm just telling you that I think it works better. It certainly works better for me, but it would work better for most people if they keep themselves going, keep their minds active, keep their bodies active. It's very important to do that. So would you be willing, that's the question, I guess, Jay, maybe for our social media, would you be willing to work 2 years more to keep the Social Security benefits that are currently in effect? I didn't even start taking mine until I was over 70 because I didn't want to. My father never took his because he said he didn't need it and he thought there were other people. He didn't realize how it worked. He said, I don't need
it. There are other people that need,
other people that need it more than I do. Right, exactly. But that was a great thought, but it wasn't very practical. Anyway, most of the respondents who are over the age of 55 said they were already planning to work until they're 69. Millennials, you, say they plan to work and save longer. Only 8% of those, and they're mostly younger millennials, said they don't want to work until they're 67. But the, yeah,
but think
again,
about how young 67 is still.
Yeah.
How much life you still have. How much
right.
energy and taking care of yourself. And 67, I feel like when I was younger back in the day, 67 seemed like, well, okay, whoa, are you on a walker? And
it's
just, yeah. And now it's like, wait a second, 67 is basically like 42.
Yeah.
I know 80-year-olds who are more sprightly than most 30-year-olds
right.
anymore.
Yeah.
And I think in large part that's because they kept their jobs, or if they left their jobs, they just downsized their job, I guess, in a way where they weren't working 5 days a week. They went down to working 4 days or 3 days a week. Or people who did quit their jobs, they went and volunteered. They were always doing something that required them to need to be there.
Here's the statement. 7 in 10 workers say, quote, I'm concerned that when I'm ready to retire, Social Security won't be there, so I'm going to work longer. That's basically what people are saying. So good. 21 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The reason why COVID-19 is still a very important issue is because of two reasons. It's a changing disease. It's a very different disease than it was 2.5 years ago. You're not going to have the personal protection that you need. The other big concern about COVID-19, why this can't go away, is because of long COVID.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Celebrity in the focus, social media, trending items. The boss has big news. We'll talk about that after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so the boss has become a grandfather. Whoopee. This is the first time, too, for him, right?
It is a first-time grandfather, so the boss is now the grand boss. I wonder what his grandfather name will be.
Grand P. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows?
That's just a guess. Yeah, no. Had a granddaughter, Lily Harper Springsteen.
Now, he was married before Patty was his wife. Is this daughter? Is it from their youngest son? So is
youngest
it
youngest son, Sam? Mm-hmm.
Is that Patty's son, or is it the first wife's son? I forget what her name was. You remember what her name was?
The first wife's son, right, or the now son?
No, the Bruce was married before he was married to Patty. You knew that, right? You didn't know that?
I did not.
Okay. So then we had the question is
Julianne Phillips. we just learned, from 85 to 89.
Yeah. So is this a child from her, or is this Patty's child? That would be the question.
He was married to Julianne from 85 to 89, and then married Patty in 1991. I believe his oldest daughter, Jessica, is that the oldest daughter? She's the equestrian. She's the one that was in the Olympics. She is Patty's daughter, too. She was born in 1991.
Okay. All right. So they're all there.
She's the second child of Bruce Springsteen.
Got it. Okay. Down in Wellington all the time with all of the horse riders in the wintertime. Okay. So anyway, congratulations to Bruce for being the grandfather of a new baby girl. What's the baby's, the girl's name? Do we have a name?
Lily Harper Springsteen.
Oh, cool. Why that name? Oh, it's from the son. All right, I'm confused. Sorry.
Yeah, his youngest son, Sam.
Not the daughter.
Daddy.
Got it. Okay. So, it won't be long before you'll have grandchildren. Max is working at it now. He's two, right?
I need him to drive and do my errands for me first.
Oh, really? It's all about you. I got it. I got it. All right, well, I'm sure your father is having a great time with Mac. It's really, being a grandparent is so much different than being a parent. Whoopee for being a grandparent, as a matter of fact. 28 after, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hey, Mike, what are you doing way up on that ladder? You're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, I'm trying to unclog these gutters.
That's smart. I had water damage from my gutters last year. It cost me $10,000.
Wait, $10,000?
Yeah, and from over here, it looks like water's been pouring over your clogged gutters, and it's probably doing real damage to your foundation. You need to do what I did. Get off the ladder and call Leaf Filter.
Yeah, but I need to get these gutters flowing now.
That's why you need to call Leaf Filter. They'll clean and realign your gutters and install their exclusive micro-mesh screen system so nothing gets in your gutters except water.
So Leaf Filter protects my house from damage and means no more gutter cleaning for me?
Bingo! Plus, Leaf Filter has an industry-leading lifetime warranty, so your gutters are covered for life.
Thanks, Frank. I'm calling Leaf Filter today.
Don't go another day with your home unprotected. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com for your free gutter inspection. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com right now for an extra 15% savings. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com. That's 1-844-300-LEAF.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were yelling at another car while driving, let me say it again.
You need to calm down. Yelling is just making everyone as stressed out as you are and letting them all know that you definitely aren't trying to save with Progressive Snapshot.
And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't yelling at another car, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An investigative report is revealing nearly 400 law enforcement and federal officials rushed to a mass shooting at a Uvalde elementary school, but systemic failures created a chaotic scene that lasted more than an hour before the gunman who took 21 lives was finally confronted. Jury selection is scheduled to begin Monday in the trial of Steve Bannon, a one-time advisor to former President Trump, who faces criminal contempt of Congress charges after refusing for months to cooperate with the made-for-TV January 6 House Committee. 3 people were killed and 2 others were wounded when a gunman opened fire inside the food court at the Greenwood Park Mall south of Indianapolis Sunday evening. The gunman was shot and killed by an armed citizen also in the food court. We are USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Greenwood, Indiana is about a 20-minute drive south of Indianapolis. Last night, a man with a long rifle went into the mall and started shooting at a food court, taking four lives and wounding others. The shooting was stopped as soon as it was started when an armed civilian killed the shooter. Police Chief Jim Eisen with the details.
Multiple agencies have responded and are still on the scene, assisting Greenwood Police, the FBI, ATF, Greenwood Police Department, Johnson County Sheriff's Department, Indianapolis Police Department, State Police Department, Department of Homeland Security, Greenwood Fire Department, Marion County Sheriff's Department, and Indianapolis Fire Department are some of those agencies. As you can imagine, this type of situation is horrible. It's rocked us to our core. We're still very early in this investigation. What we do know right now is that we have what appears to be one shooter. Looks to be an adult male. We have not identified him yet. We do not have a motive yet.
The oil price drop party has come to an end this week. Oil prices extended gains on Monday thanks to a weaker dollar and tight supplies. The gloom of a recession in the United States has not helped matters, as the Feds will probably raise interest rates again later this month. Other factors playing into the equation: the prospect of widespread COVID-19 lockdowns in China once again reducing fuel demand. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens Good Day Show.
There's a story floating around today about an orange lobster who is rescued by a red lobster. So they found a bright orange lobster, and apparently one in 30 million.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, 34 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Today is Global Hug Your Children Day, third Monday of every July, July 18th. So the day today celebrating the bond between parents and children. So it's pretty simple. You just get right down to it. Hug your children. Tell them you love them. That's it. So you're around that. Your father, Jay. He can, your father and mother can hug you.
Yes, and we'll hug they on love back you. And
I have my daughter here. She can be hugged, and I'll tell her I love her. And everybody can have a big hug. And children
hug your kids'
need
friends
hugs.
If they don't have great parental family members.
Yeah, right.
Maybe
yep.
You can hug them, but always ask permission before you hug somebody because personal space.
Everybody, that's nonsense.
But I love a good hug. I don't like to hug everybody.
Yeah, no.
Again, personal space. But the people who I love
you know
and enjoy,
them,
my
and
family, my friends. I
right.
love hugs. I probably am an over-hugger.
Did I hug you when we met?
When I say goodbye, and if we start a conversation again, and then I say goodbye again, I'm hugging you again.
Did I hug you? You hugged me when we were together in L.A.?
Yes, immediately. I believe we hugged each other before we even said hi.
I think you may be right about that. Anyway, this was started by Michelle Nichols in 2008. There was a decade after her son Mark passed away because of brain cancer. She started observing the day as a reminder to mothers and to fathers, especially those who spend long hours at work, often are away on trips, that sort of thing, to express affection to their children by hugging them. I had a conversation with Miles, my grandson, yesterday. My grandson Miles and my daughter Megan are here visiting for a while. And so we were talking about kids. He was talking about kids. And then we went to the farm, and he saw the young goats, and I referred to them as kids. And Miles calls me Gramps. Gramps, why are they called kids? I said, well, that's where it really started. Children are not kids. Kids are animals. They are from goats, and they are officially called kids. The slang expression kids was used to refer to children by people who are too lazy to say the right word. So Miles is looking at me. I went through all of that stuff, but that's actually true. That's how it all people, kids is, however they get started, and maybe this lady is responsible in part for it. You notice I said, hug your children.
Or maybe she was talking about hug your goat. She was talking about
maybe I could have been,
hug your goats, and everybody got confused.
And there you got. There you go. And it's good for your health. Hugging is really good. The word hug comes from the Old Norse. The word was hugga. That means to comfort. Hug used to describe a wrestling hold, too, as well. But I don't think that's what that's not the meaning that we have here that we're putting up here. It's good for your mood. It's good for anxiety, good to relieve stress, all that good stuff. Just good energy being transferred from one person to another. It's good for your breathing, easing pain, brings oxygen into your body and your brain. It's good. Hugs.
Have you ever just been having a hard day and you get to a friend or your loved one and you're like, can I just have a hug? Because need that.
You need a hug. Here's some good news. An Albuquerque gas station has cut the prices in half to help people out. How is this guy doing this? That's a good question. Let's see here.
Two hours. They just want to do something good. And they're like, you know what? For 2 hours, we're cutting it in half, and we just want to help out our community.
5,000 gallons went into tanks of people in Albuquerque because of this. That's cool. Chronic Kings Dispensary and Gas Station. All right. The fellow who owns it is Dominic Holden. He said he expected the whole city to show up. Apparently they did. For as long as it lasted, anyway. Yeah, it's good. But we've got these, that's a cool thing, but we still aren't in, we're not the antagonism that's created by the price of gasoline. I think outweighs the antagonism created by people drilling and refining. Like it or not, we don't have the means yet to get away from fossil fuel. Be nice if we did. I'd support that. You would too. Anybody with any common sense, better for the atmosphere not to burn crap and fill up the atmosphere with lots of CO2. But that's not the reality at the moment. Here we are and certainly the conflict in Russia or with Ukraine and the Russians has upset the apple cart greatly, plus the gouging that's been done by the petroleum companies. Look at the profits the last 4 months. It's obscene. It is. I mean, even though that's what the CEO is supposed to do at some point in time, don't you have to take stock of, what you really are doing, what you're causing, the inflation, the hardship of people can't get to work because they can't buy enough gasoline? At some point, it would seem to me that would be overwhelming or at least more influential in your decision making. It's not all just about the dollar. It's important. We got to have it. We got to have profits. We have to have companies. But at some point you look at these people and think, what really are they all about? Do ads on TV
and the cause and effect?
Nah, not at all. Nope. Here's an American Airlines pilot with some interesting things to say. This is not going to go over well with corporate, I can guarantee you that. But this guy, who was nameless, I believe, he says, I've worked at the airline for 23 years, and captains are now, and this came into my mind because when we came back on Saturday afternoon, we had to wait an hour at LAX because there was no pilot for the plane. They had to call one in from reserve because the pilot was supposed to fly the plane was over hours or some other thing, and so they had to bring somebody in. And all this sort of thing has become commonplace. We've become a little more used. We don't like it, but we've, you know, kind of gotten used to all of the upsets because there aren't enough, there are too many people flying and not enough people to fly the planes. So anyway, this pilot was interviewed for that, and then they got off on a tangent about putting passengers on planes, even though they know they're not going to be able to take off and they're not going to be able to fly. But there's something in the record, you know, when you look up how this flight has performed, is it on time, is it not on time, 80% of the time, you know, that sort of thing. The airlines somehow or other think that you're going to be fooled by, okay, we're going to put everybody on the plane, and away we go. Well, we didn't, at least we didn't get on the plane until the pilot was in, you know, close enough by. We only waited, we were a half hour late loading the plane, and we waited 15, 20 minutes on the plane for the pilot actually to get on the plane and for us to take off. But at any rate, this pilot was interviewed and said that we hate doing this to our passengers, but our hands are tied. There's a policy, and I'm wondering whether it's an American policy, or
yeah,
it has to be an American
policy overall. But wouldn't you think that rather than having people on the plane and sitting there for such a length of time
and having to run
in
the engines,
because if they're in the airport for lengths on end, they're spending money.
Yeah,
right? Like they're straight up leaving money on the table.
Yeah. So anyway, the idea of, and I said it's costing money. Do you know that all two-engine planes really are not two-engine planes, but they're three-engine planes? Did you know that? Four-engine planes are actually five. It's underneath. If you look at the back of a plane, there's an escape. There's an exhaust pipe right at the end of the plane, and there's a small jet engine in the plane that powers the lights and everything. When the engines, the main engines are off, there's a small jet engine that powers all the things that you use before the plane takes off. And the old days, and I think still to a point, some of the bigger airports just plug into a source for power and they don't have to use the internal engine. But there's an engine up in the back that's sort of under the tail, and that's where you can't see it because it's inside the plane, but it sucks in enough enough power, or it provides enough power to keep the lights and the air conditioning and stuff like that working inside the plane. So, but
wow,
you didn't know that. How about that? I just going back to this pilot and what he said, and you know how true it is, especially with people and their flights, luggage. Oh my God, what a mess! I never check luggage, and my daughter teased me when she came back with me. We're not checking any bags, Dad. No, Dad. No. I won't go anywhere that I have to check a bag. Because think about it this way. When you get off the plane, you're going to usually wait 30 to 45 minutes before you get your luggage. That's how long it takes. So that's 35, 40, 45 minutes out of your life. You want to stand there and look at the, like a dummy, look at the luggage go.
But not only that, it's so
easy
to take your luggage.
Yes,
I used to be an overpacker because I wanted options. I was always checking luggage until the one time that my luggage wasn't there. They couldn't find it. We go home. They're like, well, when we locate your luggage, we'll let you know. Well, here, somebody took my bag, and they thought it happened to be this really nice couple. They took my bag thinking it was theirs. They get back to their place, and they realize it was not their bag. So they brought it back to the airport and let them know everything. But just the fact that somebody I didn't know had my bag, opened my bag, was enough to be like, I am never checking luggage again.
Yeah, that's a complete waste. All right, who's the new co-host for season 31 of Dancing with the Stars? You'll find that out right after this.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Wendy's new strawberry frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy strawberry frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty and Classic Chocolate or the new strawberry.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy.
Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must stop wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's all been said, so if that earphone was out, put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
All right, 47 after the hour. So Alfonso Ribeiro is coming back to Dancing with the Stars. You, for somebody who watch, I'm not a fan since Bergeron. I wasn't even really. I just like Bergeron, so
yeah, I don't watch it, but I'm very familiar with it. But with Tom Bergeron, who you're just saying, he was one of the hosts of America's Funniest Videos. Alfonso was a host of America's Funniest Videos, so it's kind of like in a family in a way. But yeah, he's joining Tyra Banks, and he has, what is it, the Mirrorball Trophy? He has one. He won season 19 of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, did he? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, really. So it's like he's kind of coming back home, and apparently he and Tyra Banks know each other from the past, and they're friends, so maybe she's had a lot of heat that she's not super likable in this hosting.
She doesn't come across as very likable, no.
Yeah, so maybe this will change it up, and they'll have fun.
All right, an update on what happened with the shootout at the Greenwood Mall in Greenwood, Indiana. The update is that this unidentified gunman went in, started shooting up in the food court, and there was a fellow there, apparently, who was armed, who took out his gun. He was lawfully armed, 22-year-old Bartholomew County resident, but he's not been named. He's the hero of the day, so the police say, because he took out his gun and he shot this guy. And that was the end of the gunman was killed by this guy. So there's one of the arguments for having a gun in that circumstance, because who knows how many more people would have lost their lives, as it was, what, four people, I think, died, and 14 are in the hospital. But so this guy put an end to it, and that'll give a lot of the gun people, you know, some starch to say, okay, yep, see, this is what it's all about. Meanwhile, check the trending stories on social media today. Jennifer Lopez is going to share details from that wedding. I'm sure that we'll have more of that tomorrow on our social media. Check it out, gooddayshow.com or Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. It's 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, here's the theme from James Bond. Did we talk about that on the air or off the air, Jay? The fact that Henry Cavill is up for the role or being discussed or being pushed. Is that on the air or off the air?
Yeah, we were talking off the air.
Off the air, okay. All right, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, Movie Moments on the Good Day program. So is that why you're playing the theme from James Bond? Because of
no,
that?
No, actually, Henry Cavill would be a really good James Bond. Be a good Superman again, too. I mean, he only played Superman in one standalone Superman movie, Man of Steel. He bounced into the Justice League films, but others that, you know, Christopher Reeve was the best, iconic. But Henry Cavill,
he was a good bad guy
really
in the
good.
Last Mission Impossible, too.
I don't know. You know, that's interesting you say that. I don't know how, when you look at the footage of that scene, that fight scene in the bathroom between him and Tom Cruise's character, how they filmed that scene, I have no idea. I mean, that was as realistic and choreographed as well done as any fight scene you'll ever see in a motion picture. But we play that scene because this week in movie history, License to Kill was released back in 1989, the second and last James Bond film starring actor Timothy Dalton. There were no gadgets in the movie, nothing that harkened back to other Bond films other than it was a plain revenge movie. And I gotta tell you, I like this movie a lot, and I actually liked the way Timothy Dalton played 007. This movie didn't make a lot of money, so, you know, it really, like, put the franchise into dormancy for quite some time until Pierce Brosnan came back to revive it with GoldenEye. I think like seven years later.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of franchises, Bruce Willis apparently went to the Plaza.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
The Nakatomi. He went. His wife brought him to the Nakatomi building. What they did is they cut an Instagram video that showed some of the highlights from the original Die Hard, and then showed him standing, just standing on the roof of the Nakatomi building, which I thought was really super cool.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think it's clear that he probably knows that, you know, Die Hard 89 is the movie that will live in infamy. And that's just really, that is the one movie. And he's done so many. He actually has had a good bio. Oh, he's, you know, last 5 years, you know, doing all that schlock DVD stuff, but he's done some great films, and Die Hard is the best, in my opinion.
Yes, I understand. Yep, so that's good.
Before we get to box office totals, I just want to go over this with you real quick. The Russo brothers, who directed Avengers Endgame and the Captain America movies from Marvel, they're very good directors, and they know what they're doing. They know the industry. But they gave an interview, and one of the brothers, his name is Joe Russo, that's getting making some waves on social media. And it's a very strong opinion he has that I think is outrageous. He says, it's an elitist notion to be able to go to a movie theater. It's very, and he uses the F-bomb, expensive. So the idea we hang out at a theater as a place, you know, that we all go to is just bull. I can't imagine how he, and here's the caveat to this. The movie The Gray Man, which I talked about on the air Friday, which is a $200 million action movie, which goes to Netflix this Friday, was basically dumped in theaters with no marketing campaign in 450 screens, and it did $200,000, only $200,000 in business. So
it's almost like they wanted to fail.
I understand he's being paid by Netflix to direct this movie, but that statement is ridiculous.
Well, it does. What it does is feed into the notion that people want, and but yet that belies, the facts belie that, because people, as you have reported any number of times, are going back to the theater in droves. So how did that shake out in terms of box office totals this weekend?
Thor Love and Thunder did $46 million, number one again. Yeah, it did drop 68% week to week over a very big opening weekend. Some people say that's a way too big a drop off, but $233 million overall in 10 days. Minions, $26 million, $262 million in 3 weeks of release. This is a very successful animated franchise. Now, here's a good news for the industry. Where the Crawdads Sing, which I guess is based on a popular novel, reviews weren't great, but it did $17 million. That is a really good number. And not only a good number, but it shows a different demographic here, different type of an audience going to a movie, made this movie very successful in its opening weekend. So that's good for the industry. Anything that's non-superhero movie, Doug, that does well, it means the industry's getting healthier and healthier. Top Gun Maverick, $12 million, only a 22% drop-off again week. $617 million in 8 weeks, becoming the biggest hit in terms of just overall dollar amount at the box office ever for Paramount Pictures. And Elvis, 7.6, 32% drop-off week to week. Good hold, $106 million in 4 weeks of release. One other box office item of interest, The Black Phone, a horror film with Ethan Hawke, 5.3 in its fourth week. $72 million in business. That is a great number for that film. That's a movie that easily could have went either way, but people showed up, and it's very, very profitable at $72 million. So a lot of good things.
59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.